You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Here on this Friday, we're going to look at the highlights, the first 15 minutes or so of what I taught on Wednesday night online. We are, as many churches are, at least on Wednesday nights, meeting on Facebook Live. Sunday morning, our church doors are open every Sunday morning. You're invited. We'd love to see you at Island Community Church. Sunday morning, 10:30, God's doing a great work there. We do everything that we can. We get the seats spread out a little bit, and we've got a small congregation anyway. You're invited. Love to see you. Should be in Acts chapter 19 this week. Here today on the radio, we're in Revelation chapter 11. We're going to pick it up. This is what I was just teaching Wednesday night. People are curious about whether or not this COVID-19 and taking a vaccination from that, if they come up with some kind of mark for that, is that significant? Is that prophetic? So that's where we're going to start here today and early next week as well, as we continue this teaching from Wednesday night. So that's where we're at. If you'd like to follow along with us or watch live anytime, Island Community Church is the Facebook page. Our Facebook page for this program is WGOD Radio. We're at the same place at Twitter, at WGOD Radio. I encourage you, follow along with us. Spend time daily in the Word of God. We're living in an exciting and important age and time right now. Okay, let's get into the message here now. So that's where we're going to look at here today. We're going to start looking today at the mark of the beast.
Revelation chapter 11. Funny how much interest there is in this chapter of the book of Revelation. And in Bible prophecy, I would say second in popularity to the mark of the beast, 666. And even that, 666, that is, I've heard it said, it's crossed my ears within these past few weeks, that the mark of the beast is coming soon, perhaps a mark stating that you have been vaccinated. Pastor Darren, you're not the only one. I've heard it from others too, that you have been vaccinated with or for or against COVID-19. And Pastor Darren, that's a brilliant suggestion. Think about that. You see, again, these are signs. That's what started all of this. I've preached on pestilence nigh on 20 years. And people can sleep through it. Not anymore. You see, people's eyes are open now. And now our eyes are open to signs. These signs is mark of the beast. Imagine that. A mark stating that you have been vaccinated with COVID-19. So you can go out and go about your daily living again. You can start working at your job again. Maybe you can buy or sell with the mark. You see, not so far-fetched anymore, is it? We've now come in the age now where that is so possible for that to happen. Let's follow that bunny trail, if you don't mind. And turn with me to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Starting in verse 16. Starts with the word he. That is the false prophet. Revelation 13, 16. It says he, the false prophet, causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell, except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. Actually, this is a command in the Greek. It's in the imperative. Psephisato is calculate. He's commanding you to get out your pen and your paper and your calculator and figure it out. He doesn't want you to say, oh, that's just a waste of time. I can't understand this. He's commanding you. He's saying that when the time is here, other generations might not be able to do it, but the generation that's going to be alive when these things happen, you're commanded to calculate it because you'll be able to know. And then you will have tomorrow's newspaper. Win, place, and show. I want to go to the track with you when you've got tomorrow's newspaper. You can't lose. You know what's going to happen before it happens. Again, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate. Some translations say solve. Solve the number of the beast. For it's the number of a man. His number is 666. Also, that word, the little A, the indefinite article. There is no indefinite article in Greek. In one of my many times working through my Bible translation, I've got one translation, I've had maybe 15 or 20 editions of it, and one of them, I've taken out the A before. And I've wondered if that's more accurate. Where it says, let him who has understanding calculate the number of beasts, the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666. All right, flat out. Is taking a branding mark for COVID-19 taking the mark of the beast? Revelation 13, 16. The false prophet causes all people, think about it, small, great, be it Alyssa Milano or Bill Gates, as much as he declares that he won't. He wants everyone else to have it except him and his family. It doesn't matter how small, how great, or how rich, even the rich. There's no way to buy your way out of this. I don't care if you work in Congress or in Washington or if you're the bloody Pope. There's no way around this. Everyone, that is, if your name's not written in the Book of Life, everyone here on earth, remember too, Revelation 13, 8, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Comma, thank God. Those whose names aren't written in the Book of Life. The false prophet causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave. That would be you, friend. Slave. People say, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe the Bible because there's slavery in the Bible. Have you ever heard that before? I've heard that so many times, but let me say to you, correct. There is slavery in the Bible. And guess what? I hate to shock you on this Wednesday night, but you are a slave, friend. You're a slave. Yeah, there's slavery in the Bible. Worse yet, you're a slave. Romans 6:16, it says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slave to obey, you are that one's slaves to whom you obey. Do you hear that? You are that one's slaves to whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. That's right. There is slavery in the Bible, but even worse than that is that you are a slave. You're a slave right now, friend. Verse 17, God be thanked that though you were a slave of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I love that. Can you imagine being handcuffed to righteousness? Which one would you rather be handcuffed to? Because let me tell you something. You're going to have to serve someone in this world. You will be slaves of either righteousness, slaves of God, or slaves of sin. And sin, or James wrote, sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. You're going to have to serve someone. Verse 20 says, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit did you have then in the things of which you're now ashamed? The end of those things is death. Verse 22. Romans 6:22, but now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, or outcome, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, nobody is free. You think you're free, but you're not. You're a slave of something in this world. If you are an unbeliever, if you have not been born again, if you do not have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you, you are a slave of sin. Sin owns you. Sin controls you. What you do, you're a slave of it. It tells you what to do. It tells you when to do it. And you obey because you've got no power to break that. But when you do break that, when you let God break that in your life, when you receive Jesus Christ, when you are born again, you have a new nature. And now you've got the power to break that. God, I've let the credit is to God. God breaks it. He is the great addiction breaker. He is the sin breaker. And once you are set free from that, you are a slave of righteousness. You're chained to righteousness. That is, you're like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning. That's the new you once you're born again. You're no longer like the others you see out here in the world, full of anger and bitterness and resentment and hate. Now you're like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning. You're giddy. You're jumping around, running around. You're wondering who you can bless. How many people you can bless? How quick can you bless them? What can I do for people to bless them? Is a slave, of righteousness. That's what I want to be. How about you, friend? What would you rather be? Because you have to serve someone in this world. Just like that old song. We know Bob Dylan sing it. It's old spiritual. That it might be the devil, or it might be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve someone.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.